No.
Question. So were you, what were you, you guys discussing?
No, I just, I was just reading the match.
Yeah.
Find anything yet?
No, nothing special.
I have a lot of, trades. I just had a little bit of time, so. I hope it's something we can work with, but.
No, I have to say.
You have enough to look yourself down?
Hmm?
You have enough new information?
Well, I heard that there was a new, component, speech recognition component, which was pretty much up to standard, so we might use that. I put that in my drawing, but again, I did not have that much time, so.
I have a lot of, you know, I have a great list of everything that we can use. All components that are available.
Okay, that's just super.
Still don't have any final information, but at least we have a lot more to go on there.
That's too bad. You need to.
Yeah.
Study.
Okay, go again.
Well, second phase, conceptual design. Everybody knows what we're talking about, so.
Yeah.
Take your past minutes of last meeting again. Again, you get your three presentations, see what you came up with. So too bad you don't have any finance information, apparently. It's too bad. So then we'll just have to go on all the information that we have to make the make final decision on a conceptual design. So here you go. Anyway, last we discussed last time, you'll remember that we have to keep the electronics size in mind. So it goes for you. We have to have an easy design with big buttons which are durable. And there are people who actually willing to spend money to get more features. And among those features, LCD screen and voice recognition are very popular. So we have to make a move on that area, I guess. Especially when the new component is applicable in our product, will be fine. Anyways, well, Deltek was an important, and that's what we decided to the consumer. Yeah, we aim for young consumers, so that's fine. And actually, yeah, we did need some more data on finances, but yeah, we still don't have it, apparently. That's too bad. Yeah, we need to, we are going to implement the beep and the flash thing to recover your remote, so. Well, these interchangeable covers, apparently, which will make it a more fashionable product, so. Going, decisions, anyway. So we'll have to do this after you give your presentation, so I'll just close this one now. And let's see.
Okay, what's there?
Well, there's a lot to tell. You had a lot to go on, so I'll let you go first.
Okay.
Okay, this I mentioned before, every feature for remote control needs to have their own operating electronic devices, which you can hear. Then, warning, there has to be a chip in our remote control, and the chip requirements needed for a normal button is just a simple chip, scroll wheel, regular, and LCD is an advanced. Of course, this is more expensive than this, so we have to decide on that in a minute. The available components for energy are, we have a basic battery, a hand dynamo, like in old torches. You have a kinetic provision, then you have to shake remote control to get energy. And we have solar cells. I suggest that we decide on that one immediately. Then I have all this, so. My personal favorite is the kinetic provision, because
so provide enough energy?
I think so, yes.
Also, if we choose the LCD option?
Yes.
What is giving us energy?
Okay. Because I have the information, you take the remote control, you pick it up at least 2 times a day. So then it's already shaken and it gives.
Well, I'm not sure if it's
shaken enough. Is that
enough?
Because I don't really see people shaking their remote control before using
it. Watches can go on kinetic energy because they move all the time, and I'm sure. I mean, remotes lie still, I think, like 99% of the time. So I don't think that's it. The other options were solar cells, and I don't think that's applicable.
Other options are solar cells, hand dynamo, and basic battery.
Why shouldn't we take a basic battery?
Yeah.
Rechargeable.
Only basic battery. Okay, but
I think everybody knows how to use that. It's common, so, and it's available everywhere, so why
Yeah, but I think those rules out are units are rechargeable units. This is really, really basic, normal method.
Yeah, but it's. Yeah, it wasn't in the options, a rechargeable module option.
Okay, that's no.
Okay, yeah, fortunately it's a place rechargeable batteries, but that's up to the consumer himself, so.
Okay, but then we don't offer rechargeable function, that's fine.
Well, it's not in the list, so we can't choose from it, so.
Exactly.
Right, for the batteries.
Next one is curving, we can make a model that has one curve, two or three.
Curve being.
The shape, of course, the more curves, more expensive.
The remote control itself, okay.
Exactly. Yes.
I was thinking along the line of one curve, I'll show that in my design.
We'll get back to that.
So we'll get back to that.
I think one curve is.
By the way, regulation depends on the more curves, it gets more expensive.
More expensive.
Okay, so I think with the FDs that we had there, it's two curves, it's probably.
And I believe even that the number of options we have on putting things in it goes down.
As it decreases, okay.
Exactly. Material, I have to offer plastic, rubber, wood or titanium. If we choose plastic, we cannot choose solar cells for energy. If we choose titanium, we cannot use more than one curve. But we don't have.
More than one curve, I know.
Okay.
We'll just go.
I'd go for plastic because I have a couple of curves in my design. Let's just get back to.
We'll discuss that later. Okay, yeah, so I think we can rule out, I'm not sure we can rule anything out, we'll do that when you get to your side.
I think wood is not an option there.
No, wood is not an option.
Wood is not an option, but it's stylish, we can, yeah, we can change the colors anyway.
My personal thought was rubber, because I had an email, I believe it was from you.
Yeah, keep in mind that it fall, remote controls fall along the ground, so you don't want it to break. Either have rubber edges or a rubber remote control that's very durable, right?
It doesn't have to be unbreakable, because we.
Doesn't have to be unbreakable.
Do you need to keep selling these?
It's not supposed to, yeah, break after one use, they fall along.
Okay, but that's definitely true.
I think we have to decide on this anyway, because if we make removable covers, has to be one of those materials, we have no more of this, so.
Because, well, will rubber actually protect the remote control itself?
Well, yeah, for example, if you take hard plastic, it falls, it might crack. The rubber kind of.
Yeah, but then you buy a new cover, but rubber.
I'm not sure it's the entire cover you change.
Are we focusing on the.
We're focusing very much on the covers now, I think it's just, now we're going for the basic design. If we wanna expand our options, be fashionable, then we can get changeable covers, but I think the basic thing, let's just rule out wood for now and continue.
Are we focusing on the younger people or the elder people?
We're definitely focusing on the younger people, because that was our main goal.
Yeah, that's good.
Alright, I proceed, but I need to know after the.
Okay, how do we go?
Interface, I have four things to offer, normal push buttons, of course. We have a lot of expertise on that one, we have a large history, our company, on push buttons. Scroll wheels, those can be pushed as well, although that is more expensive. Liquid crystal color display, and okay, and if we use rubber, I mentioned that we can only use rubber buttons, so rubber can only match the color. Which one of those are we gonna use? Push buttons, that's I think
I think, yeah, well, of course we're gonna use, but
yeah.
I didn't go on the thought of a scroll wheel actually. Still deciding on what could you use it for? Maybe
I think
volume control channel, I think that would be annoying because it might accidentally scroll into another channel. I think a push button for channel would be better. I mean, for a volume control it's a smoother motion, you can just increase or decrease, but.
Yeah,
so
but is it really necessary? Because normally
I don't think so.
Push button can do that channel.
But
I
the younger
think we
people,
really need one.
My investigation turns out that the younger people want a little bit of material that is spongy.
I think
so.
Cool. It's not that much. If we take a normal scroll wheel without the pushing, that is not much sense. We can.
Why
would we use it?
I mean, we don't need it. Why put it in your. If it's not something that people are looking for or is useful.
I think they are looking for it. Because we have a young target group, so. They might find that.
Well, it's not useful. I don't think it gives an extra function to the robot. Anyway.
Okay. So push buttons we will use. LCD screen.
Perhaps I have
you get on the LCD screen? Is it expensive? Is it?
I only know that if we are using that, we need an advanced chip in it, and that is.
And how much more expensive is that?
I have no idea. I have no absolute numbers.
Well, absolute numbers, but it's just more expensive. It takes more room, I suppose, in your.
Yeah, but I don't think room is really an issue.
Don't think it's an issue, okay. Well, let's say, because it is very hot in our target group, I think we should take into consideration to build an LCD screen in.
I have two designs, one including an LCD screen, which is basically the deluxe edition, and then I also have a standard edition, which will, you can also choose to develop
Basically, it's the same functionality, but lacks the LCD screen.
Exactly.
Okay.
But
We'll pick from that, just combine everything later.
Okay. Electronics, the first one is the chip, that's no longer an option, it has to be an advanced one now, because we have the LCD screen. Then we have an infrared sender, I think that's basic,
Basically it.
Otherwise it's not a remote.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the sample sensor and speaker, the voice recognition thing. Are we gonna do that?
Once again, what else here, it's expensive, but apparently you don't have anything.
I only have relative.
Well, what was exactly what you got on the
I got an email that it's relatively small.
It's small, so we can implement it.
Yes, that
So
makes
why if it's small and we can implement it,
Yeah.
And there's
That goes
on the last market report, what was the last number? How many people were interested in voice recognition? I know it's hard for different countries, of course.
Most of them.
You have to program it yourself, I suppose. Your own voice.
More than 60%.
More than 60% of the people would like voice recognition.
Mean of 70%, I think.
If it's small, if it fits, and people like it, why not?
But don't we have any information about score wheel, if people
No.
like it?
No.
That's true. Because that's the same story. It's not necessary. Like an LCD, but it's just, it adds something to the
Yeah, but we got some data on people that actually are interested in that, and I don't think scroll wheel offers new functionality. Whereas speaker recognition and LCD screen do offer new functionality, never thought of.
But I think we now already have to implement an advanced chip.
I think so, because if I think we're, especially if you're going, maybe if you have the two editions you wanna give out, probably you have one with speech recognition and
Well, they basically can have speech recognition. I'm mainly focused on the LCD aspect.
Okay, hold on a minute. We're finished?
No, that's good.
Because if there's something that
Because you wanted to see them, right?
Did you have all the materials or anything?
This was the last of this.
Okay, so just go for the design for now. Just have a seat for a second. Combine everything.
So this is basically the deluxe edition.
Why is it square?
Why is it square?
Why did you pick square?
Because it's
square
designy.
Coin.
It's basically, it has some futuristic tension, yeah. I don't really know, but I just thought that in normal remote controls, you have like smooth curves and this and that, and this is something new, this is something different, something fresh.
That's true.
And basically what you can see here is that it has a little, yeah, let's say gap, which you can put your finger in.
Okay, so just
You can hold it really comfortable. That's basically the
But it's only right hand and then
Or left hand. It just doesn't really
There's a curve inside the thing.
As you can see, this is the remote control.
Oh, on the back, okay.
And you can't really see it that well, but this is the LCD screen. So just imagine it goes that way.
Oh, yeah.
And you can see you can hold it
in
your left or in your right hand. And I also made a quick image, because I did not have that much time, of the standard edition. Which is basically, the keys are pretty much the same.
Keys are probably the number keys, I suppose.
Yeah, I had to do this really fast, so excuse me for the inconvenience here, but as you can see, the keys moved.
Well, you can work on the actual console, or actual design.
So these are basically the two types we have. So if we were to select the LCD screen, the transmitter here, you can see the lights.
One thing you have to keep in mind is that you're moving the number keys from the top. And then in the simple design, you have them at the top. The complex design, you have them at the bottom. So it would give us a totally different design. So it's actually making a whole different product instead of two different models. I think it would be very expensive to produce two whole different
Well, we can shift that, but normally, as you can see there, we put the number buttons right on top. Whereas, because we had the LCD screen here, we had to move them downwards. So, what
why
you could say is that
why did you pick the numbers all the way below and the channels and
volume
Because
control.
these are basically the functions
Yeah.
you use the most. So if you hold it in your hand like this, you put your finger in the gap, this is the most easy part.
Okay.
For zapping, because people are zapping most of the time.
Just as long as you took into consideration what people would prefer. Okay, you all agree, I'm fine with it.
Okay, so that's pretty much which I had in mind. As you can see here, this can be space for extra keys or just be design things.
Maybe it's better to look at what the people want.
Yeah.
So I can show my investigation.
I think we're going towards the luxury issue anyway, because that's
Yeah,
the
it's
people want, but let's see what
Yeah.
they want.
Especially for young people.
Mhm.
Where is it?
That's mine.
Oh,
Yeah, you should set it to the folder first.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just assume you're ready for it.
Okay, now that's better. There it is. Okay, the investigation turns out that the most people want look and feel like. It's the same as before, but it must be a little bit fancier than the look of it. The second important thing is it must be technological innovative. So just the ASCII screen is perfect, I think. And not the
speech recognition.
Yeah, that's very important. And the third thing is it should be easy to use, so not too much buttons and channel selection. I think that's what you showed is perfect. And what the young people want is in Paris and Milan. It showed out that the fruit and vegetables are trendy. You see it in the clothes and everything. And the contrast of it must have the buttons was a little bit spongy material. So rubber, I think that's the best.
Rubber would be the best as a material.
Yeah. So we have we were focusing on the younger people. So the elder, yeah, they wanted a little bit of wood in it and. That's not important.
Okay, so
it could be it could be a
yeah.
cover, but it's not.
Yeah.
The focus is the young
good.
Audience, so let's
yeah.
stick to that.
Uh-huh. So I thought a mix and young classic remote with.
Nah, I think in this case you're losing the focus on the.
Yeah,
because
that's why I
that's what we're focusing on. So I think this spongy feel gives us rubber.
With a fruit.
Yeah, well, apparently.
Cover or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Maybe also, yeah, I tend to disagree with the sharp form. If you're saying fruits and vegetables, maybe it's supposed to be a little
yeah,
more round.
A form of a vegetable or a fruit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe like
yeah, but that's just
carrot.
More a trend thing.
That's what
the
we're
idea
doing.
Now is that you can put a cover on it, for example, with fruit like a shape or whatever.
Next year it'll
be something completely different, and then you have your apple-shaped remote control, which is not trendy anymore. So
yeah,
I think that's more something you can
like
focus.
Your Star Trek phaser thing, shape control. So
well, you
the
can
edges are really sharp.
What you can do is smooth the edges, indeed, but that will bring extra expenses.
Or maybe just make it into a little smooth curve instead of just
yeah.
a sharp.
All fruit and vegetables around, so it's better.
I think there needs to be a little. I think it's too sharp. The edges are too sharp. The
yeah.
bottom is fine, of course, if it's square. You just make it the top a little rounded off on the sides.
I think, according to my information, this would be two curves.
That would be
you
two
have one
curves.
Left and one right, and that's disables. What was it again?
Good.
Something else we can have.
One curve. You could also make a curve.
But we've got like one curve here.
Okay, that's not a problem.
For the gap.
Titanium.
That's
And we can have one here.
It's not for the trendy thing.
No. What I'm just, because you mentioned that more curves, the more expensive. So I'm just taking that into account.
But let's see, titanium would give us only one curve.
Yeah, but we don't have.
We're not using titanium.
No.
But we picked rubber, right?
Right, we did.
So basically what we can do is make these edges a little bit less sharp, but the problem then is that it will start to resemble the remote controls as we have them today. If we were looking at something fresh, something trendy.
Well, actually, we're setting ourselves apart from by technology alone, actually. So that, let's see what you're doing.
These is what they call the curves. This side, this side. This is how they count.
Like that, not really the curves on the side of the.
No, this is what I mean.
Oh,
that's not really.
Okay, now I understand why they have more like why the curves decrease the size of the electronics that can be inside.
Okay.
I think the outside would be called as a curve, really.
Yeah, that's right.
It's for all the basic from all the different sides.
But you can make if you want to use fruit in the
okay.
But isn't the fruit like a cover thing? Because we
well, you shouldn't focus on the mostly the cover because a lot of things you came up with shouldn't be too really too much.
You can make it like this.
But if we put that directly into the design, we limit ourselves too much because that's just for one.
That's an example.
For example, if you have a basic design, a little smaller on the edges, you could put more cover lines. One with square or sharp corners.
Okay, so that that's probably
just round it off a little, I guess.
Because you just like it to go a little bit more like this.
I think so because it looks leaner.
Okay.
Go with that. Anyway, you have all the time in the world to make the final design and the design. So we decided on what you guys want to know again. Because this is I'll fire up my thing.
I'll do a decision.
Put in anything you want to do.
Yep.
Okay.
So if I can if we can make the
we still need to decide on a couple of things here. We needed to know.
Yeah. Okay. Energy. Choose regular batteries.
Yeah.
The chip is advanced. Because of the advanced features. The case will be the material will be rubber, I suppose, with the design we talked about. User interface type. Well, I think we took all the components separately what we want. Let's see. Supplements. Not sure what I mean by that anyway. Apparently you guys should work together on the final design, both on internal and external design. So yeah, should probably find out how the product will fall into the market and what's gonna happen with the final design as we have it now. So
Yeah,
of course you get your specific instructions as usual. So that's why I think we're pretty much in agreement actually, which is good. So
are we all in agreement about the the primary structure of my design?
Left,
except
let's see,
for the
where did the pen go here?
Like the keys,
open your thing again. Let's see if you can come up with anything new. Let's do the next one. So what would give us your design would be the lights would be on top, right? If one
right.
on each one on each side.
To create a kind of disco effect when you that was basically
is it the lights for finding the remote or the lights that
lights
that
for the finding of the remote. We can also use one light for showing that the signal is being sent.
Yeah, I think that would just be a simple LED or something. Like that's not that important. Of course, it's just like a matter of if you know that there's context, so I don't think that's super important. But
so we have the teletext, we have here, we have the mute LCD screen, this is the on off button.
And speech recognition.
Speech recognition, what did I imagine? I did that pretty much over here, that you could use it like this.
Record and then
speak to it. Then you have the extra keys of teletext, mute, two buttons, which can be pretty much anything or nothing, depending on just not using.
Let's see, I just made
main controls and the keypad.
Yeah.
One light here. I'm just making it red now, but could be any color, so. Okay, whatever. Fine, anyway. What do we have here? I'll make it. Are we gonna use square buttons or round ones, actually? Personally, I would prefer round ones.
Yeah, but this was just in the design.
Yeah.
I had a square design, so I had
okay
round buttons. But in that case, round buttons would be more
okay,
appropriate.
I see. So we take a round power button right here. Whatever. Back to black. Not too big though. I think this would be good. Let's see. Where are these for you? Extra controls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Left one is teletext and the right one is mute. And these two buttons are or not
okay
necessary or
if we go for round buttons in general, do we want the menu key in the middle to be round? For example, if you, let's see, put it this here. I think we'll go with the triangles though. Come on.
Yeah, the triangles would be best indeed.
Triangles are good. Yeah, they're a little too big now. Anyway, okay. So do you want, for example, round button in the middle or square one?
I personally think that a round button looks a bit silly.
I'm not sure. I just came up with it. This aligns nicely, so. Okay. We'll just take the round button, I suppose. The square button, sorry.
Does everybody agree on that?
Yeah.
I suppose so. Okay. So there's our numbers. I think we need an extra button here, of course, for yeah, like you had for the higher numbers. And you could include a button here for the mute, I suppose. Or something else. Just to mirror the effect.
But it's not necessary.
It isn't necessary because you can take this away, but there it looks like there's a hole there, just to mirror the effect. Okay, so we have a few.
Put a logo there.
No, I think it would be nice to put the logo here, for example, if you have some buttons here. We could put a logo here because it's very always in your field of vision. If you're watching it, the LCD screen, blah blah.
What about the button for your favorite channel?
Well, it could include either here
with the extra controls
or here, for example. Either here or
now
here.
It's getting a little bit too crowded.
I know.
Here, so.
Yeah, yeah, up.
So it can basically be the button down below or one of the four buttons.
Yeah, we could
there
put this one as favorite channel.
Four.
One of these four. Okay.
Favorite channel.
What?
Right. One of four.
Because it's a little bit confusing to have 12 buttons down there because you're accustomed to 11.
You're accustomed to 11? Okay, have it your way. I mean, I think this looks rather like there's something missing, for example. I mean, why wouldn't you include the? Because there's a piece of electronics under there anyway, so why not give it a function? So it could be anything, but.
Oh, you could also shift the two buttons to be nicely aligned.
No, I don't think because this is a zero. Right? You wouldn't
no
zero to be misaligned with the rest. Anyway, so this is the basic design we want to have. I don't know. What are we missing?
We're pretty much
Looks,
missing an okay button, but we have a button up there, which
okay,
is still
so we
big,
want
so.
the remote to be this, the side view, actually, where I'm gonna draw. So. Probably think you want the curve to be here. So have your finger under here like this,
Yeah, sure.
suppose? Okay. Just gonna be s want this straight or what? Let's keep it at this. So it would be like this. Do you want something interesting with it? Or see. Would give us light here. Maybe it's boring. You want it curved or what? Maybe you want
Well, I think
shape
it
like
looks
this.
better curved, but that's probably
We'll give us design problems because we have
It can be curved because the yeah, it's a little bit more
It can be curved.
trendy to be
Okay,
curved.
I think so. That's why I asked. Okay, so
I would curve the hole, actually.
Hmm?
I would curve the hole like hands over your hands a little bit.
Oh, crap.
Right. That's well balanced and you don't struggle as easily.
Okay. Anyway, so you want to go like this
Yeah, something like that.
and just
Yes, exactly.
stop the curve here or continue
I
it.
think continue. I guess. Then I'd
So
also
we
get
have
more
our
fully
LCD
balanced.
screen. Let's see.
Pretty
In
much it looks like a banana.
It's banana vision.
It's fruit.
Yeah.
So you have your LCD screen right here, I suppose. That would make we use the colors now.
Maybe once we can make a special edition in accordance with the second one. Once
You
I'm sponsored.
got sponsored, now you get a free one with every package of Kita.
Ah, but it's good trade-off for them. If they can have their logo on it.
So we get the buttons
Or they
here.
can design their own cover.
They might want
I
to show
suppose
them
I
some
suppose
marketing
we can
even.
put
Yeah.
let's see.
Well, if they can do so. Give a special edition or whatever.
I suppose we can put the batteries in here because it has the most space, for example.
Won't that be a problem with the LCD screen?
I think so because it's the biggest part of the
Yeah, but the LCD screen probably needs quite the chip.
I think this is possible.
I think it's possible. I think it's
Okay.
the best place. Yeah, you could also put them here, but
It doesn't matter. You can actually place the chip for the LCD screen at the bottom and wire it. That's not
okay.
Okay, that's not a problem.
So I put the batteries here. That's fine. Blah.
I think we can do it.
The other couple, what are we missing here? Something, a speech recognition. Where do you want the microphone, for example, to be? On the side or on the, or for example, on top, like
Basically,
here?
the idea that I had was it to
On
be pretty
top.
much in combination with the transmitter, because you can talk to it like this.
Okay, yeah, I thought
Or
maybe it either be here or because it's might it might interfere with the transmitter. I'm not sure. Because the transmitter would be here.
Well, the email said it was a quite a small component, so I don't
Why,
see
once again, like
that.
I said, the component can be somewhere at the bottom while we wire the microphone up there. Anyway. Yeah, it could either be here or make a double microphone. I wouldn't mind.
It is, I believe, also able to talk.
It's able to talk to you.
I have a sample sensor and a speaker sensor.
A speaker sensor.
Ah, the speaker sensor we already have, but I don't know what they exactly mean by a sample sensor. Could it talk back? Like, give confirmation or something? I think it can. I think if you have a
Well,
speech recognition component,
I
a
think so. I think
speaking
it could.
component is not that hard to put in either.
Yeah. I mean, it could be all the stuff could be integrated into the LCD screen, which you could navigate with this, I suppose. Navigate through everything. If you
Yeah, but
have,
do you
I think the
actually
advanced
use the phone
option should
talking
be,
back?
I think it's the advanced option could also be integrating the LCD screen, of course, because you don't have to have a button for everything. You can just navigate through your menu that you have here for advanced options with this.
Mm.
I think that would be fine. That's from would be making use of the LCD screen.
We already have a sound component, but it would be
beep.
Beep.
So the flashing of the beep, we have, well, anything we could. Yeah, you could put a speaker or something on the side, for example. Or how do you draw those again? whatever. Looks stupid.
So what's basically the idea now?
I
we need to stay here
pretty.
And work it out.
I'm not sure. Should we just
stay here?
Later,
because we are supposed to have 5 minutes to finish the meeting.
Oh.
Yeah, what I got was that we're gonna work on our own, because you're gonna do the market analyzing. I'm supposed to do a little work on the year-end report, so the project report.
Well, I suppose
everybody's satisfied with the current design we have.
Yes.
So
it's fine.
Supposed to be rubber. I think. Well, I think
rubber.
The remote control is gonna be black, because we forgot to talk about. I mean, the company colors are important. So we have the logo up there.
And
so are we gonna base color is black?
And yellow.
And yellow, of course, we use yellow buttons or yellow navigation or whatever.
I would take the yellow.
Yellow controls.
We have it flashy. We have it's for young people.
Yeah, but when you use covers, it basically easier to have a neutral color on the base.
But don't stick yourself on the cover, because.
No, we're designing the remote control now, but taking that into consideration, it's better to have a neutral base color than to have a flashy.
Yeah, but the info, I think we should go with the company color, because it's specific info that I got for project board, so.
The young
think
people
we
want
that.
The trendy
want
remote control, so it's
either black cover with yellow buttons, or vice versa. But I would say take a yellow cover with black buttons.
It is more trendy.
Then take a yellow remote control. So let's see if we can do that onto it.
Basic colors.
Yeah, we have too many colors already.
You know what? I'm not gonna do this.
Right.
It's up to you guys.
Be different.
Do us a nice design for the next meeting. We'll be done.
Yeah.
All happy now.
Still don't have my scroll wheel, John.
Where would you
like
to
put it?
I have no clue what we could use a scroll wheel for.
And you could use it for the channels and for the volume, but
it
has no real added value.
But that's not my point. It's not because it's functional, it's just to add to the design, to have it flashy.
Mm-hmm.
It has no function.
It has no function.
I'm not sure if it has no function, why you can put it there. So it's the
scroll for channels selection or volume.
I think channel selection would be annoying, because you can scroll past the channel. Or
that's more than that, we don't have to talk about that anymore.
Oh.
What do you want? In a run.
Basically out.
Okay. Okay. See, you are out of the
run.
No. Okay. Okay.
No scroll wheel.
Okay.
I don't see anything missing really.
You have
one
of
your
I have one last.
I'm not sure if we're going to get financing. I thought it was going to be an issue at the first when we started. I thought it was going to be a cost issue. Which material we were going to take.
I have one
the advanced chips or anything, so just do whatever you like.
I only have one question on the material, but I don't have information yet. We've chosen rubber.
Rubber's not expensive?
No,
that's
can you make yellow rubber? Yes.
You can make rubber
in
any color.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make yellow titanium, but
we
can make yellow rubber.
We don't use removable color.
You can make, for example, it's just something you can click on like that. That's for the top. Apparently, it's not something we're working with in the basic
design. Maybe later, maybe we can.
Yeah, it could be. It can be done.